1 Samuel chapter 4. When the troops returned to camp, Israel's elders said, "Why has God given us such a beating today by the Philistines? Let's go to Shiloh and get the chest of God's covenant. It will accompany us and save us from the grip of our enemies." Instead of trying to get right with God, these Israelites began to devise superstitious means to ensure victory over their enemies. In this, most of us have imitated them. We think of 1,000 intentions, but we neglect what is necessary. They forget the main issue, which is to enthrone God in life and seek to do his will by faith in Jesus Christ. It seemed like a brilliant idea to carry before them the Ark of God's presence, but it was not the Ark that could have given them the victory. It is not the methods or strategy that will give us the triumph. It is the presence of God with us. They seem to be close to God because they are carrying the Ark, but in reality, they were extremely far away. The Ark was not an amulet that would bring them luck in the battle. We Christians are always in the presence of God. There is never a non-sacred moment. His presence never diminishes. Our awareness of his presence may fail, but the reality of his presence never changes. No, never alone. He promised never to leave me, never to leave me alone. The world's fierce winds are blowing, temptations sharp. I have a peace in knowing my Savior stands between. He stands to shield me from danger. When all my friends are gone, he promised never to leave me, never to leave me alone.